The UK Report.
Yes, let's go. This is a great story. Let's go to Adam. We're still talking about the weather. Siberian Britain. We talked earlier about Siberian Rome. Now Siberian Britain. All right, Adam.
Yeah, I think we might be talking about this for a little while, or at least I will. You'll probably have fallen asleep by the time you get there. Yeah, this is your Beast from the East update here, this big storm that's blown in from Siberia. So 10 centimetres of snow in some parts of the UK, minus 9 degrees Celsius. Hundreds of trains have been cancelled. 500 schools closed. It's particularly the eastern side of England and Scotland that's affected. But in the next couple of days, they're talking about potentially 40 centimetres of snow, temperatures down to minus 15. And you'll like this. This may tickle you, Alan. Some train services, including in London, were suspended last night just in case. And, of course, in some places, there was no snow. There were rather a lot of baffled passengers on platforms this morning thinking, well, yes, it's cold, but where's our train?
Mm.
It wasn't the place.
I thought global warming meant that we'd never see snow again.
Where it's all up and down, isn't it?
Where are all of these people? Brexit.
Yeah, this is interesting. This is the border, the thorny issue that is almost impossible to solve, basically, about what happens to the border between Northern Ireland and Ireland, when Northern Ireland is UK and Republic of Ireland is EU. And after Brexit, of course, they're very different trade areas. Lo and behold, RTE News in Dublin is reporting a well-placed EU source, quote, saying that effectively there will be no trade or customs border, that effectively Northern Ireland will almost be lumped in with the EU and separate to the rest of the UK, which is precisely what Democratic Unionist politicians say would stop them propping up Theresa May's government. If true, huge problem. I mean, it may actually solve the border issue, but huge problem for Theresa May. But there again, the Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson, who likes to solve a complicated problem by just saying that it isn't complicated, suggests that the border between Northern Ireland and Ireland is like two London boroughs where one has a congestion charge and one hasn't. I mean, talk about simplifying the issue. Maybe that's the way we should look at Palestine.
Yeah, look, they seem to be worried about trade deals. I would have thought that the simplest way out of Brexit is to say we don't want any trade deals with Europe. Forget about it. How much money do you want? We're getting out of here and we'll develop our own trade deals and Britain will never look back. Just a quick one on the fake homeless.
Yeah, this is a little concerning for some local charities and police and the council. A group calling themselves Humanity Torbay in the town of Torbay in Devon, say they're taking action against, quote, fake homeless, so-called professional beggars, and basically running them out of town because they say they are not genuinely down on their luck. Well, all the local charities and others are saying, hang on a moment, volunteers or vigilantes, who are you to decide who is in need and who's not? And this could be a real problem, but at the same time, the fake homeless is also a problem.
That's right, and the bleeding hearts are also a problem. Well done. Adam Gilchrist in London.